The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, depending on where you're listening to America's Web Radio. You've got Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark coming to you live, semi-live from New York this morning. Just when you thought it couldn't happen again, it looks like Hillary's going to try to kill California. You can't believe it, but yep, it looks like Hillary's going to try to take out the rest of California. What Gavin Newsom didn't kill, she will. She's on her way. So get your umbrellas, get your galoshes, get your raincoats, and hold on to your wallets. Well, not that it has anything left after your gas prices and your taxes in California. But, hey, you never know. She might miss you, just like she missed the White House. Well, but anyway.
What, is she running for governor?
Oh, she's running her hurricane right at California.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the Hurricane Hillary.
That's right. They couldn't have picked a better name.
That's true. That's very true. And it's coming up the Pacific side of
Mexico.
The U.S. and headed for, this is something I've said before, and obviously I'm fixing to say it again. You know, it's like the wildfires in Hawaii and everything else. I have no confidence at all in our administration and what they're going to do after a hurricane hits California.
They're doing a great job in Hawaii, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. He hadn't even shown up for the party.
Well, no. They took some polling. They did some polls, and they said, you know what? He should go. So now they're going to wheel him down there, put him in the middle of nothing left. I don't know why he thought he would be interfering, but, you know, we'll cover that in the main program.
Okay. But, you know, and again, I have no use for this administration. I don't see that they have a plan to use the bathroom in the mornings. I don't see that they have a plan for anything. And with a hurry, if I was in California right now, Newsom's probably saying, good, good, you know, I'll show my stuff. Because we know that Biden won't show his stuff. And, they're just, I always had confidence, whether you like Trump or not, he was in charge and he had a plan. No matter what the disaster, no matter what the situation was, I always felt like he had a plan and that plan would go into effect as quickly as possible. And I just don't feel that way.
I think what it is, it's a sense of confidence. It's as bolsterous and as boisterous as he is, he had the action. There was action. I feel like even this morning I watched the conference and, you know, they're having Japan and South Korea, which Biden looked like he was still half asleep, but, you know, we'll defer to what happened. So without any further ado, what I'm going to do is jump right into my favorite part of the show and hopefully yours, rhyme time. Going to get that started today. In the inflation nation, we have a tale to tell, where the numbers surge and the prices swell. The economy's train, it's apparently left its station. A rough journey ahead, our nation now facing economic disorientation. With a clang and a thud, it should begin to roll. Through fields of data they are sifting through, we take an economic stroll. The tracks are set, it's on a complex course, navigating this crazy market and its dynamic force. In this land of inflation where prices are going up, 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 economic landscapes and prosperity, they have just dried right up. As dollars dance and costs ascend, the nation watches, wondering where trends and our nation's destiny will end. The wheels of claimed transitory inflation have fallen off. Not surprising, it seems, that our leaders got paid off. In this intricate journey where the numbers still climb, useless economists try to decipher numbers, just wasting their time. The wheels of change have set the rhythm's tone. In the inflation nation, how high will it go is really unknown. Supply and demand intertwine and the population does whine. Interests go up, yet the claims of Biden don't with truth align. Consumer wallets feel the economic pressure's weight as the economy's future without a rational policy, I fear its fate. Yet within this realm of economic strife, opportunities are not there. Lack of opportunity snuff out the life. Entrepreneurs try to innovate. Investors can't adapt. In the inflation nation, of resilience is now tapped. Amidst the turbulence and the ups and downs, efforts to stabilize wear heavy to the one who wears the crown. Policymakers ponder the bad decisions they make, guiding the economy to a disastrous heartache. In the nation, inflation, a real quest unfolds. We need to balance and growth, but the story unfortunately still holds. Through poor fiscal steps and bad monetary policy might, aiming to steer towards some sense of stability's light. As the train wreck of the economy continues its ride, in the inflation nation, economic changes continue to collide. No lessons are learned, no progress is found. The nation's economy tries to evolve. It's no longer resilient and sound. So we watch and observe as the story unfurls. In the inflation nation, with its poor policies in the wind, it twists and twirls. For the economy's journey, it's a complex equation, a tale of growth. We need a new president. Let's stop the invasion. Another Trump indictment, another to share. Seems like they're popping up. Seems now they're everywhere. But the voters you see with a nonchalant stare seem to shrug and say, we worry about our country. About this, we don't care. Politicians dance in a legal ballet. Indictments popping up like confetti at a party. They are part of the decay. But voters are too busy trying to make ends meet in their daily grind. They've got high bills to pay and absolutely no peace of mind. Indictment here, indictment there. Is anyone left who has not in a Democrat snare? But the voters just chuckle unfazed by the scheme as they sip their coffee and the society is ready to scream. We have seen this before. It's become a sick routine. Another indictment? Well, that's nothing we haven't seen. In this world filled with chaos, we have to learn to beware. And that's why they claim we really don't care. So politicians may squabble and the DA teams try to make new storms brew. Indictments keep coming, the news headlines all askew. But the voters, they're wise, keeping life's pace. With a humorous shrug, trying to keep a smile on our face. Embracing the unconventional, it's become a horrible dream. With no end in sight, laws and facts don't matter. That's what it seems. In a world of patterns and routines wound so tight, where norms and standards take their mighty flight. There's a whisper in the wind, it's got a different call. Abnormal is the new normal. We now have heard it all. Gone are the days of sanity's conformity reign. It's all wrong now. The quirks, they now break the chain. We now embrace the oddities. Can we somehow find our grace? In this kaleidoscope crazy world, we no longer have a safe space. Abnormal is the canvas for the crazy people's view. It's the spark that ignites the fire to burn down ideas that used to be true. With courage that used to be our compass, we now venture and roam. Through uncharted waters, this has become a syndrome. They celebrate the misfits and the outliers too, for they claim to pave the way for society to be a zoo. The tapestry of humanity has come undone with each thread. Abnormal is the new normal, they proclaim, so let it be said. Can we break the mold and shatter the glass? Abnormality's pull is quite strong, a spell we must surpass. With the notes of chaos and we find our symphony, abnormal is the new normal. Is this now the key? Our expectations crumble like sand in the breeze. As we dance to this crazy rhythm, hearts are not at ease. Trying to defy the odds, we have to rewrite the story. In this new situation, we are asking, why are we not the signatory? From their introverted dreams to their extroverted schemes, abnormality sparks the wildest of dreams. For in the realms of the different and unique, it's not all good. We uncovered corruption and perspectives that no one should. A tapestry woven with wrongs and no rights. Abnormal threads weaving through society, the days and the nights. Embracing the flaws and trying to forge ahead. Abnormal is the new normal, no longer considered to be dead. In the heart of the city's bustling embrace, a sanctuary lies, a serene hiding place. The cityscape stands tall, a fortress of steel, a refuge for dreams, for foreign hearts to heal. Where skyscrapers roar, touch the heavens above, a modern Eden used to be, where stories interwove. Neon lights twinkle like stars in the night. The sanctuary is the city, a dazzling sight. Illegal aliens converge with hopes and with their fears. Seeking some solace, they break in to the urban frontiers. But remember, this truth is a street's winding curve. Sanctuary is the city till they arrive, and then perceptions swerve. What did the geniuses think would happen? 6 million and counting coming in. Disruptions unveiled, they had no plan. The veil was way too thin. Footsteps echo on the concrete and stone they now sleep. As newcomers arrive, not just one, but way too many, and the price ain't cheap. Whispers and glances a shift in the air. Sanctuary is now the smelly city, but it's now in despair. Once a haven of more quiet and calm, it now faces uncertainty and unseen qualm. The city's embrace turns cold, now unforgiving. They came to America illegally just for the virtue of free living. The stranger's intentions a puzzle unsolved. Sanctuary fades as trust in the government has been dissolved. Yet amidst the upheaval, they have no plan to restore. What was once a southern border, instead of a sanctuary city, they should have been shown the door. Through turmoil and more turmoil, lessons do unfold. The city's spirit, no resilience, yet the story's still untold. A call to bridge the gaps, to rebuild the society at large. Sanctuary was the city, where the ninnies at the top have failed to take charge. As the southern wall broke down, the city's filled up and their budgets now drown. The newcomers' arrivals, they get incentives galore. Sanctuary seemed like a good idea, until the hordes of illegals kept coming more and more. For sanctuary thrives when it's an idea in your head. But when 6 million illegals show up, that dream soon becomes dead. Send them all to Martha's Vineyard and don't forget Washington too. Those sanctuary cities are already crime-ridden, and are all like a zoo. In a world of tools and tasks, this saying prevails. When you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. A metaphor so profound, a truth to unveil. Let's explore this notion in this lyrical tale. Imagine a hammer strong and so stout. Its purpose is clear, there is no doubt. A tool for a task to drive in a nail. But let's delve deeper. Let reason set sail. When a hammer's in hand, a shift can occur. The world seems through an odd lens, that's for sure. Every problem that's faced, every challenge that's met, seems sighted for hammering, a perspective we get. Yet life's not a nail, it's not a problem to solve. It's a puzzle of moments evolving to evolve. With some diversity, vast situations are unique. A single approach with your hammer may not be what we seek. This lesson so profound, its wisdom unveiled. In choices we make, let's not our purpose be derailed. For the hammer's just one of the tools at our side. To navigate life, we need a varied stride. So let's open our minds and try to expand our scope. Embrace the versatility. Let our actions take place. And that's no joke. Not every challenge is a nail to a sail. With a plan, some wisdom we grow, and new perspectives prevail. In this intricate life journey, where experiences hail, remember the saying, let it guide you always without fail. When you have a hammer, remember the trail. Not everything when you have a hammer is actually a nail. Rhyme time, farewell. Here we go again this week. It seems to begin some truth we did leak. Rhyme time's journey is always a whimsical blend. Now it's time for it to come this week to an end. Insights and laughter I tried to extend. But alas, this rhyme's where I'll now just suspend. No more verses, no poetic trend. Just a friendly reminder for the rest of the show. Please try to comprehend. Thank you very much. so every week. It just seems that the administration, the Department of Justice, and the FBI give me much more to talk about than I suspect. You know, this show could go the entire day, but I don't know if my voice would last, so we'll just go on and we'll say no. Once you get into that rhyming thing, you just can't stop. But this week was probably one of the funniest things I've seen out of the Department of Justice in a long time. It had to be deep thought, maybe even AI, that came up with this brilliant decision. I mean, something so far beyond human intelligence that I was like, wow, this is amazing. And what was it? What was it, you ask, right? The appointment of David Weiss as special counsel. It's like loading your weapon with cement and going into battle. It's simply useless, but from the uninformed, it looks great, doesn't it? You have your AR-15 filled with cement. You look like you're coming after everybody. You're going to wipe out the enemy. But by the way, your gun's filled with cement. You're going nowhere. So I just wanted to understand the thinking, and I spoke to a bunch of experts this week. In fact, 51 international, and now actually there were 51 intelligence experts, and they all said that it was the possibility of a lifetime if the guy, David Weiss, in 5 years of investigating Hunter Biden, could not find anything wrong, let statues of limitations expired. And by the way, most federal crimes have a 5-year statute of limitation in case you're trying to Hunter. So now they're serious. Now the Department of Justice is serious. And they are going to appoint David Weiss as the new special counsel to go after Hunter Biden. He's going to find everything that he didn't find in the last 5 years. Now, if you believe that, okay, if you believe that, I'd like you to send in a check to America's Web Radio for $1 million. If you believe that David Weiss is going to find something more than he's already found, which is tantamount to nothing, send in a check to $1 million, make it payable to Mark the Shark, because that, too, would be an amazing step in the wrong direction. It just doesn't make any sense.
You realize that America's Web Radio has endorsed our own candidate for this position, and Victor Armendariz was the one that, I mentioned the name, and he came out with the endorsement of the name, and we agreed that Mark the Shark should be the man in charge.
Well, funny you should mention that, because here's an interesting tidbit that many of us are not aware of. There are rules for the appointment of a special counsel. They're very distinct. They're very precise. They're pretty short. So I'm gonna throw this out to the listeners now. 28 Code of Federal Rules, Section 600.1. Grounds for appointing a special counsel. The Attorney General, or in a case in which the Attorney General is recused, the Acting Attorney General will appoint a special counsel when he or she determines that criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted, and A, the investigation or prosecution of that person or matter of the United States Attorney's Office or Litigating Division of the Department of Justice would present a conflict of interest for the department or other extraordinary circumstances. And B, that under the circumstances, it would be in the public interest to appoint an outside special counsel to assume responsibility for the matter. Okay, that seems pretty clear to everybody. It's in English, right? Short, to the point. Outside, where there's a conflict of interest. Well, wait a second. The Department of Justice, which is headed by Joe Biden, has been investigating for 5 years his son, Hunter Biden, which may or may not be, lately it's looking a lot more like the not. So it would be a conflict, because Joe Biden looks like he's head over heels involved. And there's a little bit of problems. You know, Trump always says follow the money. And I agree with him. Follow the money. Why didn't they do that? By the way, they had the ability, quite frankly, when Hunter Biden gave that little text out to his Chinese shakedown, that he could have checked David Weiss, this isn't the Department of Justice, the location from Joe Biden's cell phone. Somehow or other, in 5 years, they didn't think to do that, or they didn't want to do that. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Now, let me hit the second part of this. The 600 CFR 600.3, qualifications of the special counsel. An individual, this is Section A, an individual named as special counsel shall be a lawyer with a reputation for integrity and impartial decision-making, and with appropriate experience in both to ensure both that the investigation will be conducted ably, expeditiously, and thoroughly, and that that investigation, prosecutorial decisions, will be supported by an informed understanding of the criminal law and Department of Justice policies. The special, this is very important here, underlined and bold. If you could see it right now, you'd see it through the airwaves. The special counsel shall be selected from outside the United States government. Special counsel shall agree that their responsibilities as special counsel shall take first precedence in their professional lives, and that it may be necessary to devote their entire full time to the investigation, depending on its complexity and the stage of the investigation. Now, this is important. The special counsel shall be selected from outside the United States government. So what does Merrick Garland do? The DOJ, by the way, the executive branch part of, headed by Joe Biden. So who does he appoint from outside the government? The guy who's been investigating Hunter from the DOJ for 5 years. Maybe he misunderstood that. Maybe he didn't get that information. How come? Why? Weiss couldn't find anything in 5 years. What for the life of him? Even if he was not so partial and so ridiculously, mundanely, he comes out and he says, I'm appointing him as special counsel. Well, wait a second. Why now? Why after he let the felony tax evasion get off the charts? Now that he can never be prosecuted. Past the statute of limitations, folks. But now he's going to get to the bottom of it. Does anyone else see the ridiculousness of this sham appointment? And here's the bigger part of this. This is amazing because now what they are going to claim right now, as all of the rest of the charges seem to disappear at that five-year limit, now they're going to say to the Congress, I'm sorry, it's under investigation, we cannot release those records. It's simply brilliant. The problem is that the Republicans that we the people hired on the Republican side, on the conservative side, didn't hire guys who were that intelligent. Because here's my other problem, okay? And I'm going to pound each side. This is an abysmal corruption of the legal system. If I am in Congress, when I run for the Congress or the Senate, if I'm in the Congress or the Senate, and something like this comes up before me, and this is a national tragedy, this is a tragedy of national proportions. This is a national security incident on a continuing basis. When you take over $20 million, allegedly, because nothing's been shown yet, I think that makes you compromised as a decision maker. And that would explain a lot of what the Biden administration's policies towards China has been. The decoupling has been nothing but a scam. So he says he's decoupling. So he goes to some other countries who get all their stuff from China. So now what you do, you put a middleman in the middle, but you're still getting all your stuff from China. Brilliant. Simply brilliant. Well, America, wake up. It's a sham. It's a scam. We haven't decoupled from anything. The bigger issue here is now this is going to be the major interference with congressional oversight. That's what they've done here. This is not for anything to investigate. This knucklehead Weiss couldn't find anything in 5 years, or didn't want to find anything in 5 years, it's what it really looks like. And now he says he's going to get to the bottom of it because Merrick Garland gave him kryptonite and made him special counsel. Now he's really going to get to the truth, because before he couldn't get to the truth. But now he's going to get there. So when the head of the snake is around your neck, you bring in another snake. That makes perfect sense. You don't take the snake that's on your neck off. Nah, you just bring in another snake. That ought to solve the problem. Well, you see how ridiculous that would be. Well, justice has been dead. it has been the moratorium of justice has started. We no longer have justice in this country. And thank goodness I finally heard one of the commentators on the news this week say, there is no two-tier justice system that I've been yelling about for 2 months now, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. There is no justice system when justice doesn't apply equally. There's not two tiers. There's zero justice. That's the bottom line. So I actually turned on the television to MSNBC. And I got to tell you, absent the Comedy Channel, there's nothing real on that station that I could ever see happening. It's just what they tell the American people on that station. It might as well be called MSDNC because it doesn't have a clue what reality is. They have separated themselves from reality. And what was I talking about? You know, you had Al Sharpton interviewing Kamala Harris. This is, now for those of you who are not familiar with Al Sharpton, look up Tawana Brawley. T-A-W-A-N-A Brawley, B-A-B-R-A-W-L-E-Y. Look that up with Al Sharpton. And now you know where Al Sharpton comes from. And he's interviewing Kamala Harris. This is like Winnie the Pooh being interviewed by the Honey. You know, it's like nothing in reality in this show. I don't even think, and I'll be honest with you, you watch these guys' faces, and as a trial lawyer, you don't listen to what people say. You listen to their body language and you look at their faces. And I could tell you, I'm pretty sure that 95% of the people on that show who are commentators really don't believe the stuff that comes out of their mouth. They really don't. It's pretty funny to watch them squirm when they're talking about the teleprompter telling them what to say. It's bizarre. But, you know, listen, the Georgia indictment of Donald Trump this week, that was something. That was a circus. They've been working on this for 2.5 years. 2.5 years, right? So they planned this perfectly. So what's the issue I have? Well, in 2.5 years, they couldn't indict him. They're investigating. They're claiming they're investigating. Well, it seems that from that indictment, 98 pages, I think it was, most of that stuff was covered under the prior indictments from the feds. Huh. Now, how do you get a federal charge in a state court? That's a new one to me. As a trial attorney, I love that, especially when it's been charged before in a federal indictment. But you know what? Hey, this is Bidenomics. This is the Biden world of the Democrats where there is no justice. So it doesn't matter. And everybody jumps on board. The best was Fannie Willis, who apparently got a makeover a couple days before, because I've seen pictures of her before that televised circus, and she looked nothing like herself. But that's okay. You know, kudos to her. So she looked really sharp. She looked really serious. But here's my problem with the whole thing. You cannot get a document. You cannot enter into the courthouse, into the clerk's office after 4:30 when they close at 5. By 4 o'clock, they're pretty much wrapping up. They're packing up their lunch bags, and they're ready to go home. But somehow or another, this particular clerk's office, this particular judge, and this particular DA in Fulton County, Georgia, was up and around. Everybody's there at 11 o'clock at night, and they're rocking and rolling. You know, any other day, 4:30, gone, closed out, nothing's going on in that office anywhere. But no. Don't worry. They got this. So you know what? Right after this break, we're going to get into this. This is going to be hysterical. Wait till you hear the rest of this. Don't go away.
Hey, folks. This is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
and you're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Mark the Shark with Bite of Reality on the most eclectic conservative radio station where truth, truth, and justice stand out above all. America's Web Radio. And if you're not a sponsor, you should become a sponsor. This way our programs can continue. But getting right back into Georgia, let's get back to Georgia. Boy, it was a long trip from New York, and boy, are my arms tired. But here we are. So I watched this circus, and I watched it, and I'm sitting there. Probably the best part, I thought, was well laid out, where the judge had his reelection poster, like a 12 by 16 reelection poster on an easel right where the camera would catch Fannie Willis going towards the judge's bench. And the camera catches his reelection campaign poster. By the way, that judge just happened to work at the DA's office under Fannie Willis also. So everybody's in the, it's like all in the family. That's right. Everybody's there. So her saying at this brief press conference, where by and large she doesn't answer real questions, but she said she was, out of her mouth came these statements. That she follows the law and the facts wherever they lead. Now, talk about an absurd perversion of reality. Here's a question that she was asked that I thought that she maybe might want to have had an answer to before this alleged press conference. But hey, you know, what do we know? So, just as an aside, an indictment comes after the grand jury votes on the indictment. So they get it. They have all the evidence presented to them over a series of days, weeks, months. It could be forever. And then they're asked a bunch of questions with respect to that. And when they return affirmatively, it's called the true bill. See, you learn something here at Bite of Reality. So now you don't know what they are going to do until they vote on it, right? That's the way the law works. You don't indict someone before the grand jury votes on to indict them, right? Well, not in Fulton County, apparently. Here we go. Now let's start the circus. Da, 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 da. Here we go. So here we go. How strange this was that a clerk mistake, a simply bizarre occurrence, like an alien from space came down and put a certain document on the clerk's website. Huh. The indictment appears on the Fulton County Clerk's website before the grand jury votes on the indictment. You know, as my daughter tells me when we play that game, I think it's Minecraft. There's a certain noise that the little characters make. You know, in this particular case, I'd go, huh? What? This is a Scooby-Doo moment. Who? How does the indictment signed appear on the website before the jury votes on the indictment? Strange days, these Democratic counties, isn't it? Well, I don't know. She follows the law and the facts. Well, when answered that particular fact, this was the answer that she gave. And this was 1,000,000% an outrageous lie to the American public. She lied. She simply lied. She's the district attorney. She claims she doesn't know how the clerk's office works. She has no idea about that process. Okay, am I to believe that you just created a 98-page indictment, but you don't have any idea what's going to happen after, and you're the district attorney? Okay, so let's get to the ballot box, right? Yeah, you guys in Georgia should get to the ballot box and try to figure out what reality is, because that certainly was not. So she says, she tells this big lie. She says she doesn't know. Well, that's her indictment. She is the district attorney. The clerk didn't go into her office and pick it up. In fact, you saw her carry it in like it was the Bible into the judge, so secure in her hands. But somehow or another, that indictment was up on the clerk's website hours before the grand jury voted to indict. A clerk mistake. Simply bizarre, wasn't it? You know, her saying that she follows the law and the facts is like Winnie the Pooh saying, I hate honey. It's simply bogus garbage claim. It's nothing. that the stuff that comes out of her mouth, she doesn't believe. Why should we? So, I know I'm hooked on Winnie the Pooh this week. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you. No, I didn't see the movie. It's just, this is another outrageous, ridiculous indictment. And you know what? I think the American people are actually finally maybe waking up. This is exactly the problem that's going on in America. The ignorance of the legal system. It's a profound, meritorious system. But it's not anymore. It was, I should say. And the other thing is that, like I said, there were some questions that were asked that she never answered. The other question that was asked of Fannie Willis, your district attorney in Fulton County, whether or not she colluded with the federal prosecutor. And she declined to answer that question. Wouldn't you think that this might be something that you want to know? Especially because Ms. Fannie Willis somehow believes that she has jurisdiction over federal charges in her little county court of Fulton County. In fact, some of those charges have already been charged in the federal indictment prior. Wow, that's pretty interesting. So let's twist the criminal justice system. Let's make it a racket. It's absolutely astounding. You want to talk about a criminal, you know, I'm trying to watch myself here because I don't want the FBI or the Secret Service or the Fulton County Sheriffs showing up at my front door. The prosecution, let me put it this way. The prosecution, in my opinion, is a criminal racket. It's an absolutely astounding, blatant twist. A show of brute force that has destroyed the American justice system. When this kind of stuff is allowed to happen in America, this is North Korea right now. We should get, I think they've probably colluded with Kim Jong-un and probably Xi Jinping. Because this is the type of stuff that you see in countries that have no justice, in countries that imprison people for nothing, in people that when you're in opposition to the government, they arrest you and they make you disappear. In fact, the opposition in Russia didn't even get charged with 600 years right now. Trump is looking. He's looking at something like 600 years. So if you're not outraged by challenging anything in the justice system, by challenging election fraud. And I kept hearing the term, everybody was okay with this too, which is just bizarre to me and angers the daylights out of me. It wasn't enough fraud to change the election. I'm sorry. That to me is the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer. The wrong answer is no fraud should be permitted. No fraud should be acceptable. And how do you do that? Well, voter ID for one. How about matching signatures for another? Yeah, when I go and I vote, I have to sign. They match the signature to see who I am. Wow, what a novel concept. But you know what? The challenging of the election is now a criminal offense. So I am now waiting. Fannie Willis, here you go. Here you go. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Fannie Willis or the DOJ, in fact. Hey, step up, you know. Do something on the other side of the law. We must now prosecute our political rivals in this country. So let's start off with Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Smith, Strzok, Page, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, and don't forget, Maxine Waters. He's not the legitimate president. And how about Pelosi? Wow. And hold on a second, I forgot the biggest one in Georgia, literally, Stacey Abrams. Well, I'm expecting those indictments to come down any day, because all would be prosecuted under the same rules and regulations and guidelines that they're using to go after President Trump. Wow. But, you know, there's something different about Trump. He has an R for the R, we're going to get you. Okay? Yeah, we're going to get you when the R. And the D means, don't get me. That's what the D stands for. That's amazing to me. It's absolutely incredible. So what do we have here? We have a Stalinist society that the Democrats have unleashed. And what are you doing? Good luck with this, right? Well, I hate to say it, but they're not coming for Trump. They're coming for you and your family members. And if you don't think that, look at the families who have appeared at school board meetings. Remember they were declared terrorists by the Department of Justice? This is how it starts, people. Wake up. And if you talk to people who have escaped communist and socialist societies and regimes that are oppressive, really oppressive, not made up oppressive, they will tell you, hey, this is bad. This is bad. But I don't blame Democrats entirely. And why is that? Well, you say, Mr. Shark, why don't you blame the Democrats? Well, let me explain to you. You know what? The conservatives stood by during the bogus impeachment of trial of Trump. They stood by and the Republicans watched. They watched by with the Steele documents, with the bogus malarkey, as Joe would say, and they did nothing. And because the Republicans and conservatives in this country did nothing, the lack of duty and sense of right and wrong, they are now also responsible for the Democrats, for what they have unleashed. They have unleashed the power of government against we the people. Remember something. This is a democratic republic by the people, for the people, not against the people. The government derives its power from the people. When the government turns its power against the people, you have tyranny. That's what real tyranny is. You are seeing it right now. And the problem in this country is that half of this nation is cheering it on. That's a problem. That is a problem. So now what do we do? Is it even possible anymore to call this a rigged system? It's not rigged. It's broken. It is broken. And what's amazing is half of the crimes that are charged in this indictment for Fannie Willis didn't even occur in Fulton County. I digress. It's the system is broken. It's falling apart. And we're just letting it happen. We're just letting it happen. And we the people, you know what? It's time to get them all out, the Democrats and the Republicans. Mitch McConnell's up there. I don't even think he knows what day it is anymore. You got people like Feinstein who they can wheel around and tell her, say aye, say aye. She doesn't even know what's going on. Yes, it's sad. But you can't have a country run by 90-year-olds and 80-year-olds who are incompetent, who don't understand, who are suffering from some kind of ailment, dementia, insomnia. I don't know what it would be, but they're suffering. And as a result, guess what? We're all suffering. So the Republicans are just as responsible as the Democrats for this disaster that's happening in this country. You know, once said early on in this country's history, it's the economy's stupid. Remember that saying? So what have they done so far? The feds have raised the interest rates 11 times under Biden. Do a lot of you like paying $6 a gallon for gas? And that's not the problem. The inflation nation is the problem. Wow, fantastic. It went from 8%, almost 9%, down to now 3%. Hey, geniuses, it's still going up. And it didn't come down from the 9%. You know, it's like when Biden says, gas prices are coming down. I've lowered gas prices. No, you haven't, you knucklehead. They were $2 and less than $2 when you came in, and they're now $5. So how is that lower? But it doesn't matter because the media picks up that water pail and spreads it. And they take it and they carry it all the way to the people. And the people go, wow, inflation's down. That's great. Fantastic. But then wait a second. Reality sets in. You go to the grocery store. You go to the gas station. And you need a wheelbarrow instead of a wallet to pay for your gas and your groceries. And you know what? They say 60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. That's great, isn't it? No? Oh, why not? Bidenomics, he keeps saying it's working. If Bidenomics is working, it's working to make people dependent on government. That's exactly what we fought from. That's exactly what we broke from. We got away from depending on the government. Even Clinton. And I love the guy, but hate his politics. But his system worked also. His ideas were ideas for America. And then Obama. This became the socialist group. Let's all go. Let's all follow the socialist. Well, hey, now we're going. So I am really hoping that the Republicans enjoy the month-long vacation because America was dying while they were on vacation. And now I officially pronounce America dead. It has died while they have gone on vacation. They really didn't care. They really didn't care. This is a grossly pathetic Republican Party that we have in power. in the middle of their very important deals and their very important investigations, they all take off for a month. Well, you know what? I had to go to the grocery store yesterday. I didn't get to take off the month. I had to pay for my groceries. And what are you guys doing? You're on vacation. That's great. That's awesome. Republicans, you're gone. Your party is being destroyed as we speak. And you guys are enjoying your vacation. And by the way, I heard this week that San Francisco, where Nancy Pelosi's federal building is, has become so dangerous under Gavin Newsom. Yeah, put him in the presidency. Why don't we? Let him bring California and San Francisco into the America. The rest of us, no thank you. As horrible as New York is, it makes California, we're the shining star on the hill compared to California. So they were told to stay home because it's too dangerous to go to work. Those are the words that came out of my mouth. They said to Pelosi's staff and her to stay home. It's too dangerous to go to work in the area. Well, here's a novel idea. Get the police and fix it. No, sorry, we cut the police budget. We don't have police. So, and then this was even better. Going back to the Fannie Willis thing for a second here, as this all goes downhill. America, sorry. Listen, I tried. I know Victor Amadeiraz, he tried. Locked and Loaded tried. Dave, I know you tried. But here's the problem. America's going down. They're stomping all over the Constitution. They're stomping all over the flag. They've eroded a sense of free speech in this country. You can no longer challenge anything because that, unfortunately, is now a crime in Fulton County and the feds. So this is the best thing. The morning after the pathetic Georgia indictments came down, and we all knew they were coming. We just didn't think they'd be this ridiculous. And the fact that the indictment came out before the grand jury voted on it was even more funny or suspicious. It's not really funny. I should take that back. It's real serious. But you know what? Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to be done because the Republicans are weak and feckless. So what do they do the day after Fannie Willis does that primetime 11 o'clock cheering, yay, let's get to the clerk's office and have the judge sign off? So now they wheel out, yes, the everlasting gobstopper of the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton. That's right. And what comes out of her mouth next was fantastically funny. I mean, I literally let out a laugh. You know those guys who were under 27, the LOL, smiley face emoji? She said, I wrote it down, the only good thing is that it shows the system is working. Huh. Well, let me give her another opinion. Let me give you her opinion, my opinion. I'll give her opinion, my opinion. If the system was working, she would be in jail. Most of the January 6th committee would be in jail. Well, by the way, destroying federal records under the Federal Records Act is illegal. It's a felony. But yet the January 6th committee did that. They destroyed a bunch of their records. And I suspect it's because it had exculpatory information that Trump would have used. But it's gone. 2 terabytes of data. Sorry. Oh, we didn't know we had to keep the records. We've only been here. It's the committee. When has a committee destroyed its investigation? Oh, that's right. It's Trump. It doesn't matter. The law doesn't apply. We'll make it up as we go. So, now, where's the indictment for Adam Schiff? He'd be in jail if the system was working for the lies that he spewed, holding up that envelope, showing, I have proof that Donald Trump was a Russian operative, a Russian agent. But for the Democrats, no justice. No justice, because the Trump derangement syndrome is an effective tool. It's now apparent there's no cure for this severe disease. It causes a mental defect and impairment of any normal thought process, and you just can't process reality anymore. But remember something. This was a lot of people, again, at the time, I was jumping up and down about this. During the Hillary Clinton investigation, the DOJ gave out 5 immunity deals to her inner circle without any cooperation agreements or anything else achieved in response. Nothing was exchanged for those immunity agreements. This was the giant reveal. This was the full-blown outrageous corruption scheme gone full throttle. But what did the Republicans do? They stood there. They let it happen. They kept watching. Your silence is the clear indication of being complicit in this scheme to destroy America, Republicans. Get up off your duffs. Get in the game. Stop taking the high road. And listen, Ted Cruz, I love you to death. You're a great senator. You're a brilliant man. I still think you should be on the Supreme Court. But on the other hand, you got to stop saying we got to take the high road, okay? Because you guys are being trounced. There is no high road when you are fighting with a destinedly, dastardly enemy. The enemy doesn't have rules. And you better start fighting like there are no rules. This is a war to the death of America, either the life or death. And if you're not willing to lay down your life for this country, it's going to die. And you know what? We have idiots like Chris Christie and the Republican Party running around attacking the Republican Party. And specifically, he's the DNC's attack dog against Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, he's doing nothing. He has zero chance of ever becoming president. In fact, most of those people who actually made the stage have zero chance of becoming president. And what do? They detract. And this is, once again, the Republicans are going to do it. And I'm telling you once again, they're going to beat each other up so much, and Joe Biden, unopposed, doesn't even know he's running for president, is going to go cruise to the White House again. And that will be the end of this country. Joe Biden and the White House is the end of this country. Mark my words. I'm not kidding. This is just not hyperbole. This is real. Listen to me. Good. I'll give you the Joe Biden treatment. Maybe it'll get through. So the real reason this country is in trouble, you have people like Joe Scarborough and Flopsy Mopsy, Karine Jean-Pierre, getting up there and saying, hey, you know, this country's doing great. Bidenomics is working. It's fantastic. This is amazing. This is amazing. By the way, folks, this is the new socialist resolution. They put on these channels like MSNBC, DNC, CNN, okay? They put these lobotomized people, these imbeciles who get up there and tell them anything. It doesn't have to be true. Nothing has to be true anymore. You want to talk about indicting people for a scheme to be false and putting false information out to the public? How about indicting CNN? How about indicting MSNBC? You're not going to see that. Why? Because we're a bunch of dumbasses. We're the dumbass voters. We put these people in there. We're an unintelligent electorate. Until we start getting smarter, we're going to get the same results. You know, the Democratic mantra is very simple. Demonize your opposition, claim they do everything you actually are doing, destroy the concept of justice and weaponize government to indicate your opposition. It's simply a brilliant plan. But they haven't gotten the Republicans. They called the Republicans the other day on MSNBC a bunch of political whores. And what did the Republicans do? We're on vacation. We'll see you in September. Reality is completely under assault at CNN, at those news outlets, at the lamestream media outlets. It's completely, completely under assault. It makes my blood boil. I can't even look at them. So, I want to give a little bit of introspection and some reality of when illegal aliens come into this country. A heroic Marine, 25-year-old Donald Collins in Dallas, Texas this week put his life on the line when there was an auto accident caused by a hit-and-run tow truck, a red tow truck, hit the van. This Marine jumps out. He goes to help them, a mother and a daughter, and he is killed when shielding them with his own body. He is killed by, you ready for this? The Dallas County Sheriff's deputies arrested the driver of the car that killed him, identified as a 33-year-old Irmanelli Martinez Leal, an illegal alien. And she was drunk and killed the Marine. This is what's going on in your country, folks. Okay? You want to know what the real toll of illegal aliens is? Okay. How about New York City? How about the cost of the sanctuary city? $576 million so far. Now, what do you think's going to happen? They're sleeping all over the streets. There's been two rapes already in a hotel that they were put in. When are we going to wake up? You cannot take people from another culture without bringing them in the proper way into America, because they will destroy the rest of whatever's left of this country. And by the way, let me do this. Let me put that death of Donald Collins, that Marine, that heroic Marine, on the tab of Joe Biden and add his name to the 13 service members, the 11 Marines and one Navy corpsman and one soldier who were killed 2 years ago on August 26, 2021, when Biden surrendered and abandoned Afghanistan. And guess what? The idiots in charge are still in charge. Not one person has ever been held responsible for that. And that after-action report was a disgrace. What was that, written by David Weiss? Are you kidding me? These people are absurdly criminal. This is the criminal scheme that's going on. And I'm sorry for yelling at you guys. I get upset because nobody else is paying attention. And that's why you're listening, because you should be paying attention. Okay? You have people like Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis. Their cities are out of control. Crime is out of control. But yet, what are they focusing on? Donald Trump. They're too busy chasing Trump. I mean, I understand in Fulton County, there's a huge backlog of criminal cases. Well, she's chasing Trump. That's more important. Let's not let the voters decide. Let's let the DAs in this country decide. And I'll drop the mic on that one. So here we go. So in the Republican Party this week, you had Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek was really, he's impressing me. And I told you guys to watch him. I told you to watch him. He's going to be very impressive. He is going to be the guy to watch. Now, he may not have the chops that Donald Trump has, because Trump has that record. Despite everybody hating him, the guy got a lot of stuff done. And had the idiot Republicans gone with him instead of paddling against him, he would have done amazing things. Amazing things. What he did while he was fighting both the Democrats and the Republicans, two impeachments, was he put America first. And he brought us to where we needed to be. But you know what? The Republicans didn't care because they had Donald Trump derangement syndrome. So here we go. So 1 minute and we're going to wrap it up. We're going to really quickly, we're going to hit, please call your congressman, call your senators. Do not let the Trump administration offer a non-death sentence to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that was the mastermind for 9/11 Bidenomics. Okay, the bombing of the Twin Towers, do not let them do that. This guy needs to go. He needs to be removed from the planet. And by the way, Goldman Sachs reported this week, Bidenomics working great. It's the worst administration phenomenon ever. Housing affordability is the highest and the worst it's ever been. So we're going to say goodnight, 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 goodnight from Bite of Reality with America's Web Radio. Thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.